Mr. Magica by Humphrey Carpenter. Chapter 3. Hamish Goes Swimming. In fact, for a long time after that, Mr. Magic, as all Class 3 were soon calling him, didn't forget that he was meant to be a teacher and not a wizard. Nothing peculiar happened for weeks and weeks, and the lessons just went on, just as they would have with any other teacher. The magic carpet, the chips, the snake, it all seemed like a dream. Then Hamish Bigmore came to stay at Thomas and Pete's house. This wasn't a good thing at all, at least not for Thomas and Pete, but they had no choice. Hamish Bigmore's mother and father had to go away for a few days, and Thomas and Pete's mom had offered to look after Hamish until they came back. She never asked Thomas and Pete what they thought about the idea until it was too late. Hamish Bigmore behaved even worse than they had expected. He found all their favourite books and games, which they had tried to hide from him, and spoilt them, or left them lying around the house where they got trodden on and broken. He pulled the stuffing out of Wim's favourite teddy bear, bounced up and down so hard in the garden climbing frame that it bent, and talked for hours and hours after the light had been put out at night, so that Thomas and Pete couldn't get to sleep. "It's awful," said Thomas. "I wish that something really nasty would happen to him." And it did. Hamish Bigmore was behaving just as badly at school as at Thomas and Pete's house. The business of the ruler turning into a snake had frightened him for a few days, but no longer than that, and now he was up to his old tricks again, doing anything rather than listen to Mr. Magica and behave properly. On the Wednesday morning, before Hamish Bigmore's mother and father were due to come back home, Mr. Magica was given Class 3 a nature study lesson, with the tadpoles in the glass tank that sat by his desk. Hamish Bigmore was being ruder than ever. "Does anyone know how long tadpoles take to turn into frogs?" Mr. Magica asked Class 3. "Haven't the slightest idea," said Hamish Bigmore. "Please," said Melanie, holding up her hand. "I don't think it's very long, only a few weeks." "You should know," sneered Hamish Bigmore. "You look just like a tadpole yourself." Melanie began to cry. "Be quiet, Hamish Bigmore," said Mr. Magica. "Melanie is quite right. It happens very quickly. The tadpoles grow arms and legs, and very soon..." "I shouldn't think they'll grow at all if they see you staring at them through the glass," said Hamish Bigmore to Mr. Magica. "Your face would frighten them half to death." "Hamish Bigmore, I have had enough of you," said Mr. Magica. "Will you stop behaving like this?" "No, I won't," said Hamish Bigmore. Mr. Magica pointed a finger at him, and Hamish Bigmore vanished. There was complete silence. Class 3 stared at the empty space where Hamish Bigmore had been sitting. Then Pandora Green pointed at the glass tank and began to shout, "Look, look, a frog, a frog! One of the tadpoles has turned into a frog!" Mr. Magica looked closely at the tank, and then he put his head in his hands. He seemed very upset. "No, Pandora," he said, "it isn't one of the tadpoles. It's Hamish Bigmore." For a moment, the class were struck dumb. Then everyone burst out laughing. "Hooray, hooray, Hamish Bigmore has been turned into a frog. Good old Mr. Magic." "It looks like Hamish Bigmore, doesn't it?" Pete said to Thomas. Certainly the frog's expression looked very much like Hamish's face. And he was splashing noisily around the tank and carrying on in the silly sort of way that Hamish did. Mr. Magica looked very worried. "Oh dear," he said. "Oh dear." "Didn't you mean to do it?" asked Jody. Mr. Magica shook his head. "Certainly not. I quite forgot myself. It was a complete mistake." "Well," said Thomas, "you can turn him back again, can't you?" Mr. Magica shook his head again. "I'm not all that sure. I can," he said. Thomas and Pete looked at him in astonishment. "You see," he went on, "it was an old spell, something I learned years and years ago, and I thought I'd forgotten. I didn't know what the exact words were that I used, and as I'm sure you'll understand, it's not possible to undo a spell unless you know exactly what the words were." "So Hamish Bigmore may have to stay a frog?" said Pete. "That's the best thing I've heard in ages." Mr. Magica shook his head. "For you, maybe, but not for him. I'll have to try and do something." And he began to mutter a whole series of strange-sounding words under his breath. All kinds of things began to happen. The room went dark and the floor seemed to rock. Green smoke came out of an empty jar on Mr. Magica's desk. He tried some more words and this time there was a small thunderstorm in the sky outside, but nothing happened to the frog. "Oh dear," sighed Mr. Magica. "What am I going to do?"